Texte numéro 47. How Britain lives with COVID-19 today. COVID-19 is still making headlines. On October 3rd, Britain's official COVID inquiry began a fresh set of public hearings, looking at the government's decision-making around interventions such as lockdowns. Entries released from the diary of Sir Patrick Vallance, the chief scientific advisor during the pandemic, criticised the flip-flopping, bipolar decision-making and chaos of Boris Johnson's government. What, though, of the disease itself? As Britain heads towards the fourth anniversary of the outbreak of COVID-19, it is easy to forget what life was like at the height of the pandemic. At the peak of the crisis, when hospitals were running out of body bags, more than 1,000 people in England were dying with the virus a day. Cases are rising again, and many people remain affected by long COVID. But the decreasing virulence of variants and the delivery of 150 million COVID vaccines have reduced the number of people the virus can kill or hospitalise. Now, when COVID hits, it does so in small waves, not tsunamis. Britons, in turn, have grown used to living with COVID. The protocols that used to govern behaviour are largely things of the past. Walk down a typical high street or get on the tube, and masks are rarely seen. For some, vaccines remain imperative. 7 in 10 over 75s have taken up the offer of a COVID booster since the spring. In the London borough of Brent, one of the areas hardest hit by the disease, a mobile vaccine bus still crisscrosses the borough, offering jabs to all who proffer an arm. Monitoring the spread of COVID depends mainly on government-run surveillance programmes, especially a new winter COVID infection survey, which will send out up to 32,000 lateral flow tests each week to a representative sample of the population. One of the main aims, says Stephen Riley of the UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, is to detect any changes in the way the virus is spreading and the risk to hospitals of surging demand. Last winter, flu hospitalised many more people than COVID, including over 10,000 children. But the UKHSA is more worried about how COVID could mutate than flu, says Professor Riley. For most Britons, attention has shifted away from the disease to other problems, including those worsened by COVID. At the back of the mosque in Brent, a health centre built in 2021 offers screening for certain cancers that are being diagnosed later, in part because of pandemic-era backlogs. At its front, tables teem with crates of bananas and courgettes for those struggling with the cost of living. The virus was once the only thing people thought about. For many, it is now background noise. Adapted from The Economist, October 2023.